Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth. Drama. Smooth Drama.
All right, all right, all right. Welcome to Smooth Drama with your host, Big Hugger, a.k.a. F the N-word. And I'm joined with my tantalizing.
Don't even do that.
And tonight, we got my main man, nudist blogger, William C.A. coming into the house tonight. So if y'all want to holler at us and y'all want to get in, or if you just feel like you want to be naked tonight, 646-929-2037 is the call-in number. Once again, 646-929-2037 is the call-in number. You got any questions, comments, concerns, feel free to email me, dickandsmoothdrama.com. Or if you're feeling really, really froggish, you can holler at Miss 100%. She can tell you where you can catch her.
Yeah, you can catch me at I'm Not On BS. That is I'm Not On BS at yahoo.com.
Yes. And
oh, you can catch me on Facebook too.
And all the potential naked people. send your pics to her.
I love naked pictures.
You love naked pictures.
Yes.
Yeah. Anyway, to check out more about us, feel free to go to our Smooth Drama site, www.smoothdrama.com. You know, there you can find out about me and Miss 100%, what we like, what we don't like, and you can catch up on old shows, everything. So check us out, smoothdrama.com. In the meantime, I was sitting around, and I saw, I don't know if you heard about it, the rapper Big Boi got arrested on some drug charges in my favorite state of Florida. And, you know, it was like big, it was like headlines, like, oh, my God, he did something. And you know what it is? He had 3 ecstasy and 10 Viagra.
Oh, he's about to tear something up.
Right. I'm like, but, you know, when I first saw the headlines, I was like, oh, shit, Big Boi went, he did some drive-by shooting, or he beat somebody down or something like that. And, like, he had some Viagra. I mean, I get the ecstasy. Okay, I guess ecstasy is illegal. But I'm like, I mean, the Viagra, y'all couldn't just give him a warning? He's like, dog, come on.
He was about to go on a sex, that's what I would call that. I mean, 10 Viagra is some X. He was about to put an extra hole in something.
Yeah, he was going to put in some.
He got to get in.
That's what I was like. I'm like, that's it. The man, everybody know what he's about to do.
Like, well, you know what? Maybe they saved somebody's life by arresting him.
How do you go there saving somebody's life? Wow.
I mean, because you know how y'all men like that. I'm going to kill that. I'm going to tear it up. Yeah, he was really about to tear something up.
Yeah, I guess. Speaking of rappers, Prodigy of Mobb Deep, he came out, and I guess he wanted to enlighten us by saying that there are links to Obama and the Illuminati, by saying that you can't, and this is his opinion, you can't be president of the United States unless you're part of this bloodline that they got going on that goes all the way back to European royalty. And he's saying,
so what?
Yeah, he's saying he's down with this whole conspiracy to rule the world and, you know, to brainwash people, to kill people, genocide. Because, you know.
Dick?
Yeah.
Can you do me a favor?
I can do that.
Can you tell me the definition of the word that you hate? What's the definition of the word you hate?
Well, the definition of
all right, you'd have caught it without even saying me even saying anything. Just as ignorant as the day is. I mean, dumber than a box of rocks,
well,
even.
Well, what makes it funny, I don't know if you're familiar with Prodigy of Mobb Deep. His whole rap style, you know, the so-called gangster rap, you know,
yes.
Them gangsters without a gang. And I kill people. I keep clips on me every day. You ain't going to try to get me. You know, I shoot my way out of everything. This is the guy that's talking about Obama. It's kind of funny. Like, oh, yeah, he wants to kill people. But me, myself, I'm about life. I just rap about killing everybody.
So either you're a murderer or you're a fake-ass gangster. Either way, you should just shut the F up.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
But shut the up. That's what you need to do.
Yeah. Exactly. And speaking of some other dumb shit that I see, I can't help but talk about it in being that it's related to what we're about to talk about tonight when we bring my man William on. In New Jersey, Democratic county official who resigned because he was naked. They have new pictures of him.
And?
Right. Exactly. I'm like, you resigned because, I mean, he's been separated for a couple years now and going through a divorce, and he sent some naked pictures to a woman. I'm like,
okay, so that's his private life, Ian?
Right. That's what I said. I'm like, when did it become a crime to send naked pictures?
To share intimate photos with somebody that you've seen. I mean, what?
Or somebody you wanted to see. I mean, I was
ever.
I thought last time I checked that shit was erotic and was like a turn on, but obviously, in some circles, it is not.
Right.
It is like. And then he's like, in my personal life, I did not always demonstrate the wisdom and balance I expected from myself. It's like, man, you know what? I'd be glad that I am not a politician. I'm sending dick pictures left and right, and damn somebody say something. It's like, here's the picture. I got some more, God damn it. I mean, first homie, you know, went down because he sent pictures of him and his boxes hard. Anyway.
And I mean,
go ahead.
That is just so dumb. It's like somebody, you know, with penis envy, got a hold to the picture. Oh, your cock is bigger than mine. He got to go. He definitely got to go. He gonna get all of us now.
Oh.
Came out.
So that's
what it seems like. Jealousy.
Conspiracy theory. That it's politicians with smaller penises. They see it and they like, he's a threat.
Yes. That's what exactly. That's exactly what I'm saying. These are correct.
Oh.
Wow.
Oh man. All right. Yeah. And on that note, you know, I'm cheesy with the intros on the break. We gonna go on break before we go get my man William on. This is Jean Grey, appropriately called Threats. That was Jean Grey, Threats. And of course, you know, and I guess that's what you can call when you try to do stuff that's out of the norm. In the meanwhile, we're going to get my man William on the phone. And I guess we're going to be more prepared. Or something like that. William.
Hello?
How you doing, sir? Welcome to Smooth Drama.
I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself?
I'm good. Cannot complain. How you doing this evening?
I'm doing fine. I'm doing fine. Just sitting back here waiting around, watching some television.
All right. Well.
Hi, William. It's Miss 100%.
Hey, Miss 100%. How are you doing?
Hello. Thanks for joining us on the show.
No problem. I'm always willing to talk to an audience.
All right. Well, I first wanted to ask you, man, what made you want to be a black naturist / nudist?
Well, I guess for me, it was a sense of freedom. I heard of the lifestyle when I was a little kid, and I was always curious. And as I got older, the curiosity grew and grew, and I thought, well, hey, I would like to be a naturist. It'd be something different.
So what is the definition of a naturist, or is it nudist? Is that the proper term, or is that just the term that everybody knows, or is the correct term naturist?
Well, some would argue between the two, but generally most people like to be called naturist because nudist got a negative connotation back during the 70s and the 80s with all of the quote-unquote hippie stuff like that. So most people prefer naturist, but, you know, I'll take both. It really doesn't matter to me.
Well, I think that's funny because, you know, we watch the Natural Geographics. You see the magazines. There's no problem showing, quote-unquote, natives in their nakedness, but when it comes to our society, if you wanted to be that, there's something wrong with you. You want to talk about that stereotype there?
Yep. The funny thing is, amongst naturists, I've discovered that white folks have less of a problem with it. Black folks, they just seem to be terrified. They're like, oh my God, you're naked? And I'm like, well, what's the problem? And they're like, nakedness means sex. Don't you realize that? I'm like, okay.
I mean, I'm with you there because I've never understood the whole, okay, if you're naked, it means you're going to have sex. I just thought that when you're naked, you're just naked.
I mean, you stand naked in front of the closet. You're naked in the shower. You're born naked. I mean, come on.
I mean, I guess that would be the question. Why do you think black folks are not so scared of being naked, just in their
I really state. Don't know. I think maybe some of it was taught to us by the culture. I think it's also a sort of ingrained fear that we have that somebody would look upon our body and it'd be excited or maybe turned off. You know, white society doesn't show very much of the new body when it comes down to black folks, especially black males. And I think part of that is because everybody's like, oh my God, a naked black man. And then they start, their eyes start going downwards to a room.
I don't know if you heard me and Miss 100%. We like naked people. I don't know if anybody else.
Well,
I don't have any problem with a naked man.
Yeah, but either way, I mean, I guess for me, I also do nude photography, and it was funny. I could find countless black models who wanted to do modeling, but when it came down to finding a black model, it was like, you do pictures of naked people? Yeah. Haven't you ever been in a museum and seen paintings of naked people? That's different. Pictures of naked people, it's just, oh my God, I can't believe you do that.
Well, I think part of that is, like you said, you talked about how culturally they're adopting to Western culture. But Western culture, when we talk about that, we talk about the ancient Greeks and Romans. I mean, they have naked statues, all the quote-unquote pictures of the angels, whatnot, are naked people.
Now, I will say this much. I'm not saying everybody take off your clothes and walk down Main Street, although that would be interesting. I mean,
I'm with you there.
I mean, and I'm not saying don't everybody do it because some people don't have a nice body. I'm saying that not everybody's into it, so that's fine. I would like a more accepting culture of naturism. But I know that's going to be difficult because just about everybody wants to see it as sex. I think also people are afraid that if they're a naturist and they're walking down, you know, in the naturist resort, they see some hot-looking woman, they're going to be like, oh, my God, I got to cover myself up. I'm getting excited and everything. And that's not a problem. Everybody in the naturist community understands that, yeah, the little soldier stands at attention every now and again. The wind may blow. You may move a certain way. That's just acceptable.
Right. Yeah, and I think that once you're comfortable with yourself and you're around other people who are comfortable with yourself, it wouldn't really be an issue at all. I mean, it'd be more like, okay, well, they're naked. Yeah, I'm naked too. Okay.
One of the things
So, is it only people with quote unquote nice bodies that are in this community, or is it normal everyday people? Because
mostly normal everyday people. I know with the pictures and stuff you see in the old magazines like the show, but your current naturist is generally sometimes 30 to 40 pounds overweight. Some woman in her 40s or 50s. Overweight. So, I mean, you know, you're not going to go to a nature resort and find all of these hot bodies. You're going to find normal, everyday people. One of the things I used to suggest is, if you're a big woman and you're ashamed of your body, go to a nature resort. You won't be ashamed. Trust me, you will not.
Okay.
All right. We talk about that definition of hot body. I mean, hot beauty is in the eye of the beholder.
The beholder, yes.
So if a little extra junk in the trunk can be hot body.
Let's talk about the junk in the trunk real quick. Let me talk about that. As a person with a lot of junk, we have been, and a black woman or African American woman, whatever the correct term would be, I'm black. So, but we have been looked at as undesirable for a very, very long time because our butts are big and our thighs and, you know, all of that. And we have been, I guess, taught in a way that we're not as sexy as a Caucasian woman or women of different races because of our skin tone and because of, you know, our unique body shapes, you know, because of our curves and things like that. So that might be one of the reasons why there's not very many, you know, African-American women that are willing to do something like that. Maybe they want to, but they're afraid to do it because of, you know, I guess the stigma, you know, that's associated with it. Like if you got a big butt, you're supposed to wear a long shirt to try to hide it. Why?
I don't understand that personally. I like big women. All the women I've had very meaningful relationships with, both black and white, are big women. I prefer big women over skinny women, and women are like, what, you like big women more than skinny women? Yes, I do, because big women know how to enjoy life. These skinny chicks really just don't know how to enjoy life. Something about a big woman that I just like more than a skinny woman, I've never been able to understand it. I've always been happy with big women. So for me, seeing a big woman naked with a big old rear end, I'm like, thumbs up on both of them. All that too. You know, I'm like, yeah, this is good. We like this. Yeah, we all like this.
Well,
here in the South, a big woman is appreciated. Guys will date a skinny chick, have sex with a skinny chick, take the skinny chick out, but guess who they'll marry? They marry big chicks because they know the big woman will treat them right.
And adding on to that, I think it's funny because when we talk about nature is nudism and whatnot, that wouldn't necessarily be a part of society's non-acceptance of what you call your natural curves, whatnot. I think it would be accentuated because real people go to nature's resorts.
Right, but they don't know that. So in their minds, they're thinking they wouldn't be accepted because they're already not accepted. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
So I'm just saying maybe that's why, you know,
well, there
aren't that many African-American women that, you know, are bold enough to do that.
I got an idea. And, you know, we'll throw this out at William. William, what you think about Miss 100%? As the new spokesperson for nudism, you do the nude photo shoots of Miss 100%, and we just put her out there as the face, the new face of naturist.
I would do it. I would do it. I would have no problem. The only thing is getting to California is kind of difficult.
Let me tell both of y'all something. I will fuck every man in America's dream or wet dream up of the perfect or ideal woman, all those dreams will go out the window. They're like, damn, I didn't know it was really like that. Yes, it's like that.
You ain't nothing that though. That's why I said it. We go.
You look at the side of a black woman, you get to the bottom part where it gets off, then that butt just kind of curves out, sticks out real good, and then comes back down to the legs and the thighs. That's beauty. That's beauty for me. But girl, you know, if you want to do the pictures, that's fine. I'm not in form of fashion.
I was saying, see, think about it. Miss 100%, nature's enthusiast, and you just got the picture and just have like a just covering up so it'll be tasteful. You know, you see the billboards where they have somebody with their hands over the breast or the hands over the other areas.
Private areas, quote unquote.
Yeah. I mean, I think it would be awesome. And I don't think you would mess anything up. I think that you would just bring truth to light. But
I think what would happen is you'd have a lot of these white guys out there in California who are addicted to these skinny chicks. They look up at the billboard, they're like, oh my God, I have the weirdest boner. What am I going to do?
Well,
run off the road. They'll be so busy looking at it, they'll run off the road. So we have to be careful where we kind of put the sign because we don't want anyone running off the road or anything, but we can't put it in front of a church either because that would just be like, you know,
perfect.
Really bad.
That would be perfect.
I'm a Christian man.
Y'all are killing me talking about this as if I would actually do it. But okay, I'm having fun with this, so we'll go along with it.
I'm just saying. I mean, you think about it. We talking about churches and whatnot. I mean, normally churches right across the street is like liquor stores or whatnot. And what would be better, a liquor store across the street from the church or a picture of Miss 100% in all her glory?
I think a picture of Miss 100%, because to be quite honest, nobody's going to get drunk off of a billboard. Just not personal.
Exactly.
Oh, my goodness.
And there's nothing wrong with being addicted to a good-looking woman. There's nothing wrong with being addicted to a good-looking woman.
That's
so
what I'm saying.
Yeah, you know, it's all good.
Moving right along.
See, that's why I said Miss 100%, my tantalizing co-host. I'm telling you. You got a billboard future and you don't even know it. See, my man will put you on. It'd be on.
Yeah, it'd be on all right.
I would like to send me some pictures of herself if she would like to. It's not going to be
what?
Posted. But
I didn't get that part. What did you say?
I was saying that if I would like to see some pictures of you, not necessarily nude, unless you just want to, to see what you look like. Like I said, I've done nude photography several women before, and I guess I'm always curious as to what the next woman looks like.
Hey.
Oh, okay. That's interesting.
Uh-huh.
I'll think about that. That's something to really consider.
Uh-huh. All right.
The next question.
Yeah, let's get to the next question. I think we're embarrassing this 100% too much.
I'm having the time of my life. I don't know what y'all talking about.
Having the time of your life at my expense, right?
Not at all. See, we going to leave it alone. We gonna,
I'm cool. Go ahead.
I'm done with it. William, I know as a blogger and somebody who puts himself out there, I read your blog. I've been reading your blog for a minute now. Now, your latest one where you talk about Spider-Man, you know, as a comic book guy, you know, I got to talk about it, and I've talked about it on the show, the whole Spider-Man, the black Hispanic Spider-Man. Tell the world your feelings on this.
Well, according to the article that I found, what they've done is that apparently there's two sets of Marvel comic books. One is called Ultimate, the other one is called the Original Universe. The Ultimate has been this big experimental idea where they change the universe up and try to make it more modern to attract more readers. So far, it's done pretty terribly because nobody likes their ideas. But they keep trying and they keep doing the same thing over and over again. The article that I read said that he's going to be black and Latino, and also later on he may be gay, but pretty much everybody's already said, yeah, they're going to make him gay. They made Colossus gay, and they made several other X-Men characters gay. So everybody just pretty much said, yeah, this guy's going to be gay too. I like the idea of a black Spider-Man, but a gay Spider-Man just doesn't fit well to me. I'm sorry, it just doesn't.
Why wouldn't it sit well with you? I'm just curious.
I'm a comic book geek. There are certain things that you just don't mess with. You don't make Superman gay. You don't make Spider-Man gay. You don't make Wolverine gay. It's just things you don't do in my mind. And maybe I'm old-fashioned, but it would just be, to me, it would be like turning Optimus Prime into a female robot. It wouldn't make sense. I mean, can you imagine Optimus Prime as a female robot?
I don't know if I can tell the difference between a male and a female robot anyway. I mean, yes, it wouldn't matter. And I've been boycotting Transformers since the first Transformers with the quote-unquote black acting Transformer with the gold teeth that played the whatever black music or whatnot.
Jazz, I kind of thought that was stereotyping, kind of pathetic, too.
Yeah.
Then he gets ripped apart in the last scene in the movie, and I'm like, okay, well, you just killed off the only black character in the movie. That's just great.
Yeah.
There was the two black Marines that were in that movie. I loved their characters because I'm like, now that's how brothers act. They get out there, they fight, they ain't scared of nothing, they do what they got to do, go home and drink a brewski.
Yeah, I just can't do it. I think we get back to the whole black Spider-Man. I don't think people understand that we voice our objection to it. It's because it's stereotypical, and you, like you said, they try to say, okay, we're taking chances, and we're being more modern, but it's not more modern.
It's pandering, really, what it is. You get the, after a while, as you get older, and you know what I'm talking about, you can tell when somebody put something black in or African American just to quote unquote appeal to an audience,
right?
Or not to appear racist.
Right.
And I'll be quite honest with you. I've been in comic book stores, and I know you have too.
Yep.
How many times have you seen a black man in there?
Well, I'm in Oakland, so actually quite a bit.
I'm in South Carolina. I rarely see three things I rarely see in a comic book store: Asian women and black men.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they're around here in the South. Black guys really just don't read a lot of comics. They don't have much of an interest in it.
Well, I think that's a whole different conversation, because I think in general, black folks on the whole, and not just black folks, but people in general don't read like they used to. I mean, people make the big deal out of the San Diego Comic Con and how it's so many people, but I say it's about 150,000 people. Now, you take that into the population of the United States, 150,000 people, when there's over 300 million people, that's not a lot. And we talking about this is like a lot of the sci-fi readers concentrated in this one area.
Well, see, that's part of the reason why they're doing that new stuff with the Black Spider-Man. They're hoping that somehow, magically, people are going to look at these comics and say, oh, my goodness, there's a black guy in a comic. Let me go read it now because I'm black. And I'm going to tell you that's not going to happen.
No.
They had a black comic line years ago. I remember some of the comics. It was pretty good. Some of them were, but what happened over time is that they became more urbanized and more ghetto-like, and they had a lot of cussing and nudity, and not what I would like. What I would like to see is a black man. If you've ever read the comic Brother Man, that's what I would like to see in black.
Well, I have Brother Man 1-4. I used to read that to my son. As a matter of fact, it's sitting on my comic book mantle as we speak. But I think the point issue would be that I don't think they understand that, you know, there's no specialness to quote unquote being a black guy. I mean, we like the same thing everybody else do. We want to see a good story.
Exactly.
I mean,
exactly.
That's it. There's nothing else to it.
I think what's happened is America's gotten so concerned with quote unquote ethnicity, you know, oh, everybody's this color or this, whatever it is, that we've forgotten that if the character isn't very good, if the story isn't very good, it doesn't matter what the color of the character is, no one's going to want to read him, nobody's going to want to watch him, no one will care.
Right.
Make a good story, and if you put a black man in it, make sure the story's good and that his character is good, then everyone will want to read it. It won't matter what the color is, if the story is bad, no one cares.
Right. Well, I mean, and part of that being is that a lot of times when we talk about the story and it comes to the black character, the black character would always, it would be the stereotype, your Luke Cage, for example, with the yellow suit and the tiara, Sweet Christmas, he'd say something stupid. Always saying something stupid. He's the hero for hire where everybody else was just a hero.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, they don't get that. It's like, really, dog? Yeah.
I remember reading Luke Cage when I was younger, and the comic was good at first, and then it just sort of flew off in some weird direction, and I stopped liking it. Blade was another one that I liked, but it got terrible so fast. I was like, you've got to be kidding me. Funny thing about Cage is he's married to a white woman in the comics now.
Right. Yes, he's married to Power Woman.
I guess
that's her nickname now. It was Jessica Jones. Now it's Power Woman. Just for reference.
They're running out of ideas at Marvel.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's not about that they're running out of ideas. It's just they just don't want to be original. If you do a good story and you take the stereotypical bullshit out, we'll be all right.
Yeah, I mean, there's been a number of good black characters. The Hawk, if I'm correct.
Paul Hawkman.
He used to hang out with Captain America a lot. I can't remember his name.
Yeah, you're talking about the Falcon.
Yeah, the Falcon. There was Bishop, who was a part of the X-Men until they turned him into a psycho. I wish they hadn't done that.
Yeah, we all do. I mean, and there's a, once again, that's a whole, I mean, we can do a whole show talking about how they make the characters stereotypically crazy and irrational over time, but we just not gonna get into it. I don't have the venom to spit tonight.
I just say what it really boils down to is something plain and simple. You have a bunch of marketing execs that come together and they say, okay, what can we do to make more money? And marketing, you figure out what your target market is. What's hot? Right now, black people, for some reason, are hot. And gay people are hot. Just for some reason, we are. And then all of a sudden, okay, let's just make the character black. Why not, you know, why can't we just double dip and make the character black and gay? That way we can make double our money. They're not really, they don't care whether or not the story is good or if the character has longevity anymore. All they care about is money. They don't care if you enjoy it. All they want you to do is go out and get it in your hand, that first issue in your hands, because just like when a movie comes out, they don't care what the movie makes in a week after it's come out. What matters is how much money that movie made on opening night. So that's all it boils down to, what the revenue. So it has nothing to do with the character, the storyline, none of that. They don't care.
Well,
they just want to get in our pocket.
I think William would agree with me when we say, I agree with you saying that they're black and gay is hot, but I think it's more because they've already tapped out their suburban audience. I mean, there's no more they can sell to them. They've maxed them out. So, of course, we're an untapped market because we are the non-readers.
We're exotic.
The thing is, I'm going to tell you right now, most black folks in South Carolina, they don't want to read about a gay black man. They will tell you right now, I don't want to read about no black gay dude or no black gay woman. They don't want to read about that. So I don't know where they've got this idea that a black guy who's gay is somehow going to become popular, because if you watch the movie, how do they portray most of the gay black men, these effeminate, almost cross-dressed stereotypes that you're kind of like, you cringe at. You're like, I don't even know gay people that act like this.
Well,
in the world.
Well, Tyler Perry's made a whole living off of it, so that I guess they're trying to cash in on that market.
Here we go with the whole Tyler Perry.
I'm just saying. It's we on movie 35. That's all.
Well, I thought Tyler Perry's character of Medea is pretty cool. I never saw it as cross-dressing. He's being an actor. There's a difference between an actor and a true cross-dresser. This guy, he's playing a role, and it's hilarious. Part of the reason it's funny is because you know it's a black guy. You know it's a male, and he does this crazy woman routine pretty good.
Okay.
You have to laugh.
I'm cool with it the first time, but once again, we're on like movie 35 now. Madea has done everything. I mean, Madea's going to kill Osama bin Laden again in hell.
But you know, you stick with what works. You know, if it's, because I see the whole Madea thing as that character you know, people identify with it because the plays have changed people's lives. It causes you to look at your life in a different light. And I can understand that, but I can also understand, okay, you've done it to death, because the last one that he did, the play was great, but the movie sucked. It was as if they just took 2 or 3 days and said, okay, let's do this, this, and that, and they left out so much, the movie was just horrible. But I guess, you know, if it's making you into a billionaire, I will keep doing it too.
Well, see, the funny thing is, you're not saying anything new. A lot of people have said that the movies aren't as good as the plays. A lot of people have said that.
Well, that's what I was saying. Some of the movies are good, but this last movie, it sucked butt.
Now, what was the last movie? I haven't had a chance. I never went to see it, but what was it, Madea Goes to Jail or Madea's Big Family Reunion or something?
The last one was Madea's Big Unhappy Family. Mm-hmm. And the play was great. The play was awesome. But the movie, it was just poorly done. It had a storyline at the beginning, and it lost it before it was even halfway through the movie. It was just horrible.
I think what lost in it in the movie, because I've seen the movie and I've seen a few of the plays, the Christian element is one of the things I noticed in the movies that are missing.
That's true. Yes.
And it turns out the movies turn out acting more like one of these sitcoms where there's this little conflict at the beginning, and then 30 minutes later, everything's all hunky-dory. In the plays, nothing, you know, some things get resolved, but the reality is sometimes the problem is still there.
Well, now that you bring that up, the contradiction as a Christian and a naturist. I mean, I'm sure a lot of people, if you're in church, whatnot, people probably wouldn't be all that accepting of you as a Christian and a naturist. I mean, how you balance that?
Well, I look at it like this. We were born into this world naked. God never said there was anything wrong with being naked. What God objected to was using nudity in a strong sexual context, i.e. strippers, exposing yourself, pornography, other things like that. God doesn't have a problem with you being naked. Because if you look in the Bible, I mean, goodness, there were people who were sitting up at the temple waiting to be healed who basically just had a bed covering them. So it's understood that, yeah, not everybody's going to be wearing clothes. It's how you behave with your clothes on or off that determines how God looks at it.
Okay.
At least that's what I believe.
Well, no, I'm with you there. I look at the contradictions in people's thoughts and minds. I mean, if we were all living in what they call Africa, and it's like 115, 120, why would I wear all these clothes?
Who wants to wear clothes in weather like that?
Right. Exactly.
I'm here in Alabama, and it was, 107 the day I got here? And I'm like, woo, Lord, I wish I could take every last piece of this off, everything. I mean, that's how hot that was, so...
You live in Alabama?
Yeah, I'm in Alabama. The great state of Alabama.
Maybe my next model is a lot closer than I thought. Now, I can make it to Alabama.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my God.
What? He can make it to Alabama?
Yeah.
So tell us what we can expect from you next. What kind of exciting things do you have in the works?
For me right now?
Yeah, for you right
now? Well, I plan to go to a nature resort sometime this summer. But also, as far as photography goes, I really want to get some more models. I found a little niche thing that I'm interested in doing, of doing bigger and older women, because that's something that nobody does in photography. I think that would be a real interesting niche for me to get into and make a photo book out of it. It's going to take some time because I don't have a whole bunch of equipment. I don't have a whole bunch of money to travel. And some people want to get paid, and I'm like, you may have to volunteer on that one because I ain't got no money to pay you.
Well, you know, maybe we can do a joint venture. We can try and see, because I would love to have a Natrix smooth drama calendar. That maybe we can get like some models, and we can do a whole joint venture, and it can be something that I can put up on our mutual sites and have some fun with it.
Well, yeah, but it can't be anything erotic because, well, in my mind, eroticism sort of spoils nudity in a certain context. So it can't be anything erotic. Erotic. I almost said neurotic.
I mean, but see, I would leave it in your hands. I mean, basically, I just would like to have a naturist calendar to
build for naked black women, right?
I'm good with it. I'm good.
Well, if you get this 100% to volunteer, maybe other women will step forward.
And the crickets roar.
Exactly. It was like, Gary Rat pissed on cotton on that one, huh?
No, I think it's a great idea. It would be something to look into. I think it would be an interesting endeavor because it allows folks to look at it differently. Like, this isn't Playboy or Hustler or anything like that. This is just people in their natural state being themselves.
I think it would blow your mind if Miss 100% did a Nature's Magazine photo shoot. And Miss 100% would be like, yeah, I finally blew his mind. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm thinking we've already made Miss 100% blush way past her blush level.
Yeah, my cheeks are hurting. I mean, the spot on my face. So, yeah.
100%, give me a couple of pictures of yourself. You got my email.
Yeah.
Pictures.
You got his email.
They don't have to be nude.
Yeah.
If they aren't, please let them be tasteful.
Yeah.
Yeah, send me a couple of pictures.
Yeah.
I want a black woman as a model, and I need one. So, you know, come on, send me some pictures here so I can get an idea of what I might be able to do with a camera and you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, I'll send you a couple pictures.
Uh-oh. And it begins.
Oh, man.
And then next, are you gonna do, William? Now you just gotta extend her an invitation to a nature's resort. So, boom.
I know there's at least one or two in Alabama. Just look them up on the net. There's at least one in every state.
Hey.
So she can look up one in Alabama and go there on her own, and you know. Just let her go there, and she will come back with a much higher opinion of herself.
Word.
I mean, look.
Matter of fact, y'all can get together, and we can do another show live from the Nature's Resort. Smooth drop in the house. What?
I don't know about all that. But
wow. Wow, I really had fun talking to you. I really
it's very fun talking to you too.
All right, hey. Well, before you go, William, tell the people where they can catch up to your blog. They want to holler at you sometime.
On WordPress.com, just type in the word in the search. Type in Black Naturist, and you'll find me. My blog is just called William's Blog. So, you know, nothing really special or anything like that, no specialized name. But if you go on WordPress.com, type in Naturist or Black Naturist, you'll generally stumble right upon. I'll be in there in that list somewhere. That's the best way to find me.
All right.
Well, all right then.
All right. I want to thank you for coming on the show, man. And hopefully we can get you to come on again. And feel free anytime if once you get up and running again, and you're listening and you hear something you want to comment on, just jump right in.
I want to do a plug right quick for a site. It's called Flows Free International, and it's a naturist forum where you can go and talk to other naturists and stuff like that. I told them, I went there a couple of days ago and told them I'd be doing the show, and they're like, please, international black naturists come and join the site. I'm like, okay, I'll tell everybody.
All right.
All right, man. Hey, it's been great talking with y'all, okay?
I had fun.
We had a great time. And, hey, look forward to it. I'll be talking to you so we can collaborate on this calendar.
Only if we're 100% volunteers, okay?
All right. I'm going to work on it. You work on it, too. We gonna put the pressure on.
Send me some pictures, 100%. I want to see what you look like in all of your beauty and glory.
Yeah.
Have a good night. Thanks.
All right, then y'all take care, okay?
All right, you take care, sir. Don't forget, come back in anytime.
I sure will, all right?
All right. Good night.
Bye-bye.
All right. That was William, black naturist, coming straight out of South Carolina. And once again, if y'all want to holler at him, you can catch his blog at williamca.wordpress.com. Once again, that's williamca.wordpress.com. Yeah, he's got a lot of interesting opinions. It's a great read.
Yeah.
And hopefully we can get Miss 100% as our as a spokesperson for black naturists. You're gonna lead the revolution in the age of Aquarius, Miss 100%.
Really?
Really? I can see it. I can see it. I'm telling you. I can see it tastefully done. You can lead the revolution. Being comfortable.
Imagine that.
Yeah. 100% at her 100% best.
All I have to say is just be careful. Every dog has his day.
I'm not the one. I mean, my man thinks that you would be an awesome naturist model. So we'll just go off the naturist opinion and go from there.
Wow.
Oh my goodness. Oh man, that was awesome.
That was really wild. I enjoyed myself.
Yeah.
I smiled the whole time.
Yeah, we all have a calendar. We gonna have a smooth drama calendar.
Wow.
And on that note, I want to thank William for coming on once again. I want to thank you, Ms. 100%, my tantalizing and future trailblazing naturist co-host. For everybody, for Ms. 100%, I'm Dick Hugger, a.k.a. F the N-word. This is Smooth Drama. We out, y'all. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her head.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you guys.
Smooth.
Drama.